Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Re'eh. The Chizkuni notes that the primary focus of Sefer Dvarim up until Parshat Re'eh has been primarily on admonishing Bnei Yisrael on their, or regarding their problems or deficiencies in Yirat Shamayim. But starting with our Parsha, says the Chizkuni, the Torah turns to Bnei Yisrael's performance of and care for the mitzvot themselves. As the Chizkuni says, Ad kan hochichem al yirat shamayim, says the Chizkuni, and the first pasuk in our Parsha, Mikan va'elach matchil lesader lifneihem et ha-mitzvot. That's the Chizkuni. So, with that in mind, our Parsha, with thinking of the Chizkuni, with that in mind, our Parsha begins with the words, Re'ei Anochi Notein Lifneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. And literally, that pasuk means, I place before you today a blessing and a curse. A closer look at this pasuk, however, reveals that the grammar seems to be incorrect. While the first word, look, Re'ei, is in first person singular, the word you is in the first person plural, lifneichem. It says, re'ei anochi notein lifneichem, singular to plural. It should have said either, re'u anochi notein lifneichem, or re'ei anochi notein lefanecha. But why does it switch from singular to plural? Now the simple pshat, I believe, is that the Torah often uses the first person singular when talking to or about a large group of people, especially a unified group of people. The classic example is from Perek in Yitro, in Shmot, in Perek Yotet, Vayisu Mirfidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu Bnei Yisrael, Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged Ahar. So here again, we have that switching from plural to singular. Makes sense? That Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, and Baruch Hashem, we all know the Rashi, based on the Gemara, that it's Ki'ish Echad, Belev Echad, Ki'ish Echad, so Vayichan Sham Yisrael. So that's the Pasha Pshat, I think, of our Pasuk as well. Re'ei Anochi, talking to all of Bnei Yisrael, that a bracha and klala really happens whether we stick together or we, God forbid, divide ourselves. Sure, if we divide ourselves, chalila v'chas, a klala is right around the corner. However, the opposite, if we stick together as a group, re'ei, then that could be, will be, bezat Hashem, a bracha. That's the Pasha Pshat, I think. The Baal HaTurim, who was the son of the Rush, who died in the middle of the 14th century, the Rush did, the Baal HaTurim offers no less than 8 answers to this question. He says there's no less than 8 answers. Take a look at the Baal HaTurim on our Pasuk in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chavav, Re'ei Anochi. Number 1, the Baal HaTurim says, Amar bilshon yachid uperusho re'ei amar lekol echad ve'echad. First pshat is that he spoke, Moshe speaks to every single Jew. I'm not talking to the other person, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you. His second answer is that V'yesh Mefarshim Yehoshua Amar. We'll come back to this. That he was talking to Yehoshua. And the Baal HaTurim says, be careful you, Yehoshua, be careful. And make sure that you give a bracha, convey the brachot on the klalot on the two mountains once they get into Israel. The third answer is, Lefi sheklalotu brachot shebemishna Torah kulam ne'emru b'lashon yachid. Not an answer, but it's nothing unique in that all the klalot and brachot were said in b'lashon yachid, perhaps because we don't want to talk about a klalot in rabim. A fourth answer says the Baal HaTurim, Re'ei aseret hadibrot shepatach be'anochi v'utkayem otam, ki kol ha-mitzvot klulot bahem. Says the Baal HaTurim, we're talking about, you should take a look at the aseret hadibrot. Because all the mitzvot are really incorporated into the aseret hadibrot. So it's Re'ei aseret hadibrot. And that's Re'ei anochi. Why it says Anochi, right after Re'ei. Another possibility is Perush Mimeni. Tiru, v'chein ta'asu, re'e anochi, be fearful of me. Every single person has to hear, be fearful of me, says God. A sixth answer is re'e lashon yachid lifnechem lashon rabim v'hainu d'amrian ketzad seder ha-mishnah Moshe shonel yaharon. The Balaturim says this is related to the way the Masorah was conveyed. Hashem told Moshe. Moshe told Aaron. Aaron told the Zakenim. In other words, the Masorah started with one and spread geometrically, so to speak, to many. He has a couple other answers that it's referring to what we said just a moment ago at the end of last week's parsha. Re'e anochi noten lifnechem hayom bracha. Klomar ani omer lachem shetiv charu bracha. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, speaking directly to through Moshe, but directly to Bnei Yisrael. You should pick brachot. And and the last answer, the eighth answer of the Balaturim, is that when you have a lottery. So if I'm going to give you a lottery, I cover up the lots. Whereas that's true. He says, "Ki hamapil goral im chaveiro mechaseha goralot v'chalakim shelo yivror chaveiro." Shelo yivro chaviro chelak hayafeh. Aval ata re'ei hagoralot u're'ei hachalakim u'bacharta b'chayim. says Moshe Rabbeinu, in the name of Hashem, usually when you run a lottery, if I give you a box full of, let's say, lotteries, so I cover it up so you don't see what you're picking. But I, Hashem, look at what I'm showing you. You can see, Bacharta Bachayim, I'm showing you brachot, I'm showing you klalot, and your decision. Anyway, we went through those quickly, but it's just fascinating how many ways to look at that answer, at that question. The Ibn Ezra maintains, on the same pasuk, that similar to the Balaturim, that Moshe was talking to each and every Jew. And we saw this already in one of the answers of the Balaturim, says the Ibn Ezra, Re'ei lekol echad yedaber. Each Jewish person has to feel, as we said a moment ago, that they are being spoken to individually when given a blessing by Hashem, and chas v'shalom the opposite. Rabbeinu Bachya says the same thing. Amar re'ei b'lashon yachid v'lifnechem b'lashon rabim ki Moshe yedaber im hakol im hayechidim v'im ha'amon. Excuse me. There is a really beautiful story when we talk about the sense that when we hear Musar, when we hear that somebody is giving us advice, someone's giving us constructive criticism, it's very easy to say, no, he's talking to somebody else, I'm perfect. There's an amazing story that I've heard from Rabbi Shalom Rosner often. It's a story about Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer. Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer died in the middle of the 20th century. He wrote a sefer called Evan HaEzel, which was a perush on the Rambam, and he learned in Valuzhin. He was a friend and Talmid Chaver of Rav Kook, father-in-law of Aaron Cutler, v'chule. Excuse me. Anyway, so once Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer came to hear a drasha in Yerushalayim from Rav Shalom Shwadran. Rav Shalom Shwadran died at the very end of the 20th century. So Rav Shalom Shwadran, who later became, so to speak, the Maggid of Yerushalayim, he was a young Baal Musar. But Rav Yisrael Zalman, who was much older, heard about this young, dynamic Rav Shalom Shwadran. And Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer said, I want to hear what he has to say. So Rav Yisrael Zalman comes into the back of the room, and the young Rav Shalom Shwadran starts giving musar to his talmidim. You have to learn more, and you're not serious enough, and you have to focus more on amelut batorah and focus on Torah, and shmirat mitzvot is so important. He was very fiery, even though talking to the young students, even though the older, much older Rav Yisrael Zalman was sitting in the back of the room. That's the story. After the shir, Rav Yisrael Zalman walks over to the Magid. The elder Rav Yisrael Zalman walks over to the young Magid. And he says to him, how could you do that? How could you embarrass me in public? I know I need to improve. But why would you give me musar like that in front of everybody? And apparently, the story is that it took months and months before the Magid of Yerushalayim, Rav Shalom Shwadran, could actually convince Rav Isra Zalman that he wasn't speaking to him. I was speaking to the young kids. I wasn't speaking to you, Harav. I wasn't speaking to you. It's incredible. Rav Isra Zalman was so honest that every single word of Musar, he thought I was talking directly to him, directly to me. And that really is our pasuk. Re'ei anochi noten lifnechem. Every single one of you. I'm not talking to the person sitting behind you. I'm not talking to the person sitting three rows in front of you. I'm talking to you. And every one of us has to take upon ourselves the decision of bracha or kala. The Vilna Gaon takes this last idea, this of the Balaturim and the Ibn Ezra and Rabbi Bachi and others, he takes it one step further in a way that is quite appropriate for Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh is coming up this week. He says that when a person is trying, says the Vilna Gaon, he says that when a person is trying to decide in which direction to head, should I follow brachot or should I follow chas v'shalom klalot? Should I follow mitzvot or should I follow chas v'shalom the opposite? Should I go in the way of chayim or should I chas v'shalom go the opposite? We don't learn from the majority. We don't make our life's so important, crucial decisions based on what the crowd is doing. Well, everybody's doing it, so how bad could it be? Chalila, the message has to be here that we must decide for ourselves what is best for me. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to me? What is the Torah saying to me? What are the Nevi'im saying to me? What are the teachers saying to me? We know that following the crowd so often is an exercise in futility. May we, all of us, Be'ezat Hashem Yitbarach, be zoche, to really be honest with ourselves, to be honest in what we are and who we are. And with that, with Hashem's great brachot, when Elul comes and the shofar begins blowing this week, may Hashem judge us favorably, and He should be machnis us to the sefer of Chaim, Be'ezrat Hashem, chas v'shalom, not the opposite, through a tshuva gemura, emir tz Hashem, have a Shabbat Shalom.